Blog Talk Radio.
Questions. Don't tell me no more lies. It's time for William Morgan.
You sound like you're going to church.
I can't help it. It's just testify here. Time for William Morgan from Capital Management Group of the Carolinas, 113 North Center in beautiful uptown Statesville.
I remember him, Mr. Leonard Skinner.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was a great guy.
He was a great old guy.
That's pretty good. So
No, we're not asking questions. We're answering questions today.
Yes. Today, answering questions.
We're going into the email bag.
Ah, very good.
We've gotten some pretty good questions. It's been a while since we've done this. I had to let them accumulate.
Yes.
Some were appropriate. Some were not.
Yeah, I understand.
Sometimes we... And I'll actually throw one in that is not a financial topic. Sometimes I feel more like a counselor.
Than
a psychiatrist, especially when it comes to money. I mean, especially with couples, they all have differing opinions on money, and sometimes you have to be a referee and a mediator or a divorce attorney, all these kind of things. First question.
All right.
Came from Doris, and I'm not using last names because all these people are local.
You want to protect the innocent.
And I'm going to paraphrase. She's giving her niece a car that's valued about $25,000.
Wow.
Will she have to pay income taxes on the gift? No. Your niece will not have to pay taxes on the gift. You,
on the other hand,
will have to file a gift tax return. Now, this year, the gift tax exclusion is $14,000. For married couples, you can exclude $14,000 apiece or $28,000.
Mm-hmm.
Doris is married, so she can give the car without having to file a return.
Okay.
She gets $14,000 worth of value. Husband gets $14,000 worth of value. If not, if it's just from you, you need to fill out form IRS 709. The amount that's above the exclusion is deducted from your lifetime gift tax exclusion. Currently, it's the same as the estate tax exclusion, which is $5.25 million, so you're not going to miss that $25,000.
Not so
actually $11,000.
Okay.
The next question from Harold, who's turning 70 and a half this year.
Oh, really?
Harold.
Okay.
He is. Harold Hecuba. You remember the...
I do remember Harold Hecuba.
Harold Hecuba. There are about three people that will get that. Harold's turning 70 and a half this year. He's trying to decide whether to take his first IRA required minimum distribution now, wait till the end of the year, or take it next year by April the 1st, which is better.
Okay.
Depends.
There it is.
Because this is your first required minimum distribution, you can take your 2015 required minimum distribution either this year or by April of next year. In either case, the distribution will be based on the account's value as of December 31st. However, postponing the first required minimum distribution until 2016 means you don't have to pay tax on it with your 2015 return, but waiting until next year means that you have to take the distribution you didn't take for this year as well as the one for next year. So depending on your tax situation, it may throw you into another tax bracket. Contact your friendly tax preparer and have them run some numbers for you.
That'd be a good thing.
Okay.
All right.
Susan just inherited an annuity from her sister. It was not in an IRA. One company she talked to said that she can move it into an inherited IRA using a 1035 exchange.
Okay.
No, you can't do that. A 1035 exchange, it refers to a provision in the Internal Revenue Code, Section 1035.
Right.
Allows you to exchange one annuity contract for another on a tax-free basis. But you can't move non-IRA money into an inherited IRA. Only inherited IRA assets or assets inherited from an employer retirement plan can be moved into an IRA. So you don't want to take funds where some of them have already been taxed and put it in an IRA where it's going to be taxed when you take it out again.
Right.
So whoever told you that
is wrong.
Is wrong.
They're not a certified professional and financial consultant.
Being Nice.
Yes.
Because I think I know who told him that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bob said he'd like to make a number of moves inside of his IRA. Some of the stock funds have appreciated a lot. Will I have to pay capital gains tax when I sell? No.
Okay.
With apologies to Las Vegas, what goes on in a tax shelter stays in a tax shelter. There are no tax consequences for making trades within your IRA. Gains aren't taxed and losses aren't deductible. Only when assets come out of the account, you put it in your pocket, you spend it, does the IRS get involved. If it's a traditional IRA, distributions are taxed as ordinary income, except to the extent, if any, that any portion represents a non-deductible contribution. If you had non-deductible contributions commingled with deductible contributions, and that would really drive your accountant crazy.
Yes, but you don't want to commingle.
If it's a Roth IRA, payouts in retirement are likely to be tax-free.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you make moves inside of the IRA, you're fine. No taxes to pay.
I had some moves in my pants, but that's another story.
Well, that goes back to that depends answer.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Gene, and this is a G, Gene.
Oh, okay. A G, Gene.
His wife and he are both 62 years old. We intend to wait for our full retirement age of 66 to file for Social Security benefits so my wife could get a 50% spousal benefit.
Ah.
But I had to start taking a disability benefit at age 61. Can my wife get half of my current benefit if she claims now? Now, it'd be too good to be true.
Nah.
For your wife to receive that spousal benefits that's half a year, she's got to wait until her full retirement age. If she claims it early, her benefit will be reduced to less than half of yours. Now, a new opportunity is going to present itself when you reach age 66. Assuming that you don't need the income, you could do the old file and suspend your benefit at that time when your disability benefit will automatically convert to retirement benefit. Once you suspend it, you're going to earn delayed retirement credits of 8% a year.
Really?
Up through age 70.
Wow.
That's a guaranteed 8% increase. I can't do that.
No.
An 8% increase until age 70. Although you'll forego up to 4 years worth of benefits, your own benefits will be 32% higher when you started at age 70 than you would have been if you started at age 66.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife will get a higher survivor benefit worth 100% of your benefit if you die before she does.
Wow.
So, you know, Medicare, Social Security, all very confusing.
Yes.
We're actually, I'm teaching a class at Mitchell College this fall.
Are you really?
And that's going to be one of the topics. We're going to focus in on taking care of your parents' money. So many of us are taking care of not only our children, but our parents as well. So we're going to do a class on taking care of your parents' finances, estate planning, so on and so forth. So it'll be two nights, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's September the 19th and September the 26th.
Okay.
But more information on that as we get closer.
Are you going to wear a robe and, the mortarboard thing and,
Now, that happens when you graduate.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing the powdered wig.
That's even better.
And I told you that we'd go ahead and throw in one question that this is the type of stuff that I get occasionally that has nothing to do with finances.
Okay.
But people listen to us every morning. They have this affection.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
It should have said Dear Abby, but it was, basically Dear William. My husband's a liar and a cheat. He's cheated on me from the beginning, and when I confront him, he denies it. What's worse, everybody knows that he cheats on me. It's humiliating. He lost his job 14 years ago and hadn't even looked for a new one. All he does all day is smoke cigars, cruise around, and shoot the bull with his buddies while I have to work to pay the bills. Since our daughter went away to college, he doesn't even pretend to like me. What should I do? Dear Clueless, grow up and dump him. You don't need him anymore. Good grief, woman, you're running for president of the United States.
No.
Have mercy.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, if you do have any questions, you can always send your questions to William Morgan.
And we will answer them with a serious tone when need be.
Yes, indeed.
704-878-6677. The web address is mycmg.net. And you can find us on Facebook.
Every time you hear William Morgan on the radio, you will always be
right on the money. Securities and Investment Advisory Services through HBEC, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. HBEC and Capital Manager Group are not affiliated.